celebrating its 25th year. I got a feeling
that today's gonna be a good day. Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. It's story time. It's Beyond Good Day. Roberta and Richie and I have some good stories for you today. And then Chef Louis is going to join us later on in the hour. Chef is, what do you call the chief? Chief, right? So what do you call a chef? You call him chef, right?
Yeah.
Creole executive fish. Chef. Creole fish. It's, I think, because we're into ash time, right? This is Lent.
Right.
So there'll be a lot of fish on Friday.
You got a good fish recipe this week.
Fish. Mm. I like fish. I like white fish.
That's what he's got. If you got a good white fish, he's got a sauce to go on it that will just knock your teeth out.
All right, so because it's late, we're going fishing later on in this hour of the Good Day program. Meanwhile, a situation has developed at the White House that has nothing to do with politics. Those of you who don't like the present resident, fine. Those who didn't like the guy that was there before, fine. I fit into that category with both of them. I don't like either one of them. But they both, because they're younger, and actually this is the case, you go back to Jimmy Carter. Another thing, wasn't with Reagan, and it wasn't with George Bush the father, but when Clinton was there and when George Bush the son was there, and now with the Obamas, they have children, younger children who are coming of age.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Mrs. Obama has been warning Barack to be prepared, because the problem, if that's what it is in quotation marks, of your daughters being old enough to date, especially the older one, comes about at a time that's inconvenient if you're the president of United States.
Yep.
And
you have Secret Service have to
all over
on your dates, you know. You want to go to the movies and see the Bruce Willis movie with your boyfriend, and you have to have two Secret Service agents bookending you.
Yeah. So Obama said last fall, he was asked in an Entertainment Tonight piece whether he was going to deal with this, and he said, nope, Malia's not going to be dating until she's 30. Okay, sure. So Mrs. Obama knows a lot better than that. As a matter of fact, I think she was in on the same interview, and she said, quote, no, honey, it'll be sooner than that, so you better brace yourself. So the back door of the White House has become an interesting place. It seems that the president, well, he was talking, was it yesterday? He went to, I think, Georgia somewhere, talking about Decatur, Georgia, early childhood education. He was asked about growing up. Now, Malia apparently is like 5'10".
Yeah, she's tall.
She is, what, 15, 16? How old is she?
Anybody guess know? Right there.
I think she's about that age. The kids have had sleepovers, they've had dates, they bring their friends over to the White House for sleepovers. Yeah,
can I go to the White House this weekend for a sleepover?
Right, yeah. You know, that reminds me of that movie with Michael Douglas and what's her face? His wife had died.
Yeah.
He was president. Was married to Warren Beatty. Why can I not remember her name? Anyway, so here's what the president is dealing with.
I wonder if kids that come over for the sleepover get to sleep in the Lincoln bedroom, and they have to give $50,000.
Well, but here's the thing. The kids that want to be friends with his kids are all vetted by the Secret Service. If you're going to be a friend, and it isn't just these, apparently Jenna Bush and her sister, same thing happened. Their boyfriends were vetted, their families were vetted by the Secret Service before they were allowed to come into the White House. So if you want to have a sleepover at the White House, you have to have your children's Social Security number, give it to the Secret Service, and they have to figure out whether you are going to be allowed with your persona grata or non grata.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd just like to have that as a... the kids must be embarrassed about that, or maybe they're used to it. Who knows?
No, it's just it's an inconvenience. I don't know about embarrassed, but it's certainly if you want to have a friend over and you have to go through all that stuff. Ugh.
Yeah, I just thought that was an interesting reality, because apparently she has a lot of suitors, high school. how'd you like, what, 15, 16 years old, and this 18-year-old college senior is hanging around? Now, you know what's going on in his mind.
College seniors.
I'm sorry, high school seniors. Thank you, Roberta, for finally waking up and coming back to the earth.
He had my mic down. I was talking to you all along. Yeah, he had my mic down, so don't blame me, boss.
I was happy to have your mic down.
Blame the other guy.
Roberta was eating her breakfast.
Cheerios.
Anyway. Cheerios.
So, this is the 18-year-old boys and 15, 16-year-old girls. Man, is that a potent combination. So, what are you going to do if you're the president? How do you manage this? It can't be an easy deal.
Well, you know what else the president did yesterday, which I was very surprised. I had no idea that he was doing this. I walk into my daughter's room. She's 17.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you doing? She says, I'm talking to the president. I'm going, say what? Mm-hmm. So I look at her screen. Obama apparently did something called a Google Plus fireside chat with young people. And also it included some book authors, that are young adult book authors. The Greens come to mind, who Victoria followed quite a bit. And he did his homework. He knew exactly the books that these authors had and the little code words that they use. And he's talking to the kids and they're asking questions. They're on Skype, and they're on Google Plus, and they, you know, their faces are up on the screen, and he spent the good part of, I'd say, 40 minutes maybe talking with these kids.
Yeah.
On Google Plus, I was like in shock. I was like, really? You're talking to the president?
Now, how times have changed. Could you imagine if Clinton, if somebody walked in and their daughter was chatting with Clinton on Skype, what they would think?
Is that wild?
You're doing who to what?
But, I mean, it was like, and they call it like the fireside chats like they used to do, except that this is really, you know, online in real time. And I was going to say, he was pretty cool. The way he was talking to the kids and explaining things and the questions they were asking, it was pretty cool.
He should be. That's what gets him elected.
He's a cool cat, Roberta. Yeah. No question about that. Speaking of cool cats, you can go to DougStephan.com and we have two different ways for you to listen to the conversation we had with J.R. Martinez earlier today. And for some of you, it may have been a couple of days ago. It depends on when you're listening to us on the air. But the bottom line is, here's a wonderfully special guy, and I'm pleased to have had the conversation with him, and you can hear the conversation with him. Very dynamic fellow. Learn about his story. It's in the archives in a couple of places. What do we call that box where we put the
audio highlights?
Audio highlights. That's it, right. So look for J.R. Martinez there. And talking to him makes me think, because we did talk about special needs for soldiers. He was in a military hospital for 3 years, and he's been taken care of quite well. But there are a lot of, as you know, a lot of men and women coming back, wounded soldiers returning home, and they don't get the support from the VA or the government that they are supposed to get. So that's why the folks at the Purple Heart Service Foundation have found themselves a niche. Sad but true, their services are needed. They're dedicated to seeing that all veterans, no matter whether they were in the Air Force or the Army or the Marines or Coast Guard, wherever they were, you'll get the support you need if you contact the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Now, in order for the folks at Purple Heart Service Foundation to do the right thing, they need you to support them, and that's why they're asking for your donations, whether they be a car. I was driving by a place in Los Angeles yesterday that sells the cars that they get donated. It was a charity auction place, and they bring in these cars that are given to them, and it says right outside, donor cars sold here. So they bring the cars there, they put a price tag on, and they have an auction, and whatever money they get is what they give to, they take their commission out, and they give the money to whatever organization it is that was responsible for getting the car there in the first place. I saw a Bronco there, Richie.
Oh.
I saw a Land Rover Discovery. Let's see, what else did I see? There's about three or four different cars.
Oh, well, what, 1969, bro.
I was surprised somebody gave them a Land Rover Discovery to auction off for some charity.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the idea behind the Purple Heart Service Foundation. That's how they get their donations. You can donate whatever you don't need by calling 877-743-1631, and you'll get a 100% tax deduction. That's what is
that's
cool.
That's probably why they donated that.
Yep. Yeah, right. The Land Rover, give it away. 877-743-1631. Everybody wins in this circumstance. So get involved by helping the Purple Heart Service Foundation help veterans receive what they need. Call now for a donation. It's 877-743-1631. Or you can go to purpleheartcars.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Speed Racer, or Speed Roberta,
or Speed Rich.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys remember the movie with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock, Speed?
Speed.
Where the bus was locked at 55 miles an hour and it couldn't go under?
Yeah.
This kind of happened to a guy in France this week when he went on an unplanned 130-mile run in his Renault, unable to stop the car at speeds hitting 125 miles an hour through two countries. Frank LaSurf, 36-year-old guy in France, left Amiens, France, and Saturday went to go to the grocery store in his Renault Legane 3 sedan, adapted the hand controls and a throttle for he's got epilepsy.
Okay.
So shortly after hitting the main freeway, he set the cruise control for 60 miles an hour, and it went up to 100.
Oh.
And he attempted to slow down the car, and it went faster. So with the help of the police, he was dodging the slower traffic, and the authorities were on the phone with Renault technicians trying to figure out how to stop the car. They had to clear two toll booths and the crossing at the Belgian border.
Dear God.
He was able to regain control in Auvergne, Belgium. And finally parked the car. He ran it into a ditch once he was able to slow it down. He said, I saw my life flash in front of my face.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine going through two countries? But Doug, you could easily go from Boston to Canada if your pickup truck ran out of control and couldn't stop.
Yeah, just set it on cruise control and call me in the morning.
You had a full tank of gas.
How do you stop this thing, eh?
21 after on good day.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Stephen's Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
You know, Doug Stephan,
for one reason or another, we've played this song three times in the last 2 weeks, and I'm going to have to figure out a reason not to play
this something.
Song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love this song.
Roberta Fasanelli, along with Rich McFadden. Let's see, I've had my story. Richie's had his story. So, Roberta, time for you and your story before we check in with Chef Louie. He's going to help us with the fish for Lent.
Well, I want to tell you about a brand new website, at least here in the U.S., the fact that it originated in Paris, it spread to a couple of European countries, and now it's just been introduced in the U.S., and right now it's just in New York, but they plan to roll it out to a lot of other cities, and the name of the website is dayusehotels.com. Dayuse hotels.com.
There's nothing new about that. Down in the D.C., they have hourly use.
Right. Well, it's exactly what it sounds, where you can rent a hotel room usually between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. And what they're finding, they've got 18 hotels in New York City so far, and these are not your no-tel motel type places. These are three-star and four-star hotels that have signed up for this. And what they're finding is you've got the romantic couples checking in, certainly. But most of the people checking in are either business people that come off red-eye flights and they just want a place to crash for a couple of hours before they can get into their own hotel room, or people who need a quiet place for a meeting. Even moms coming into shop and just want a place to stick their stuff and kind of relax for a while, or just people who just want to get away for a few hours from everybody and have nobody bother them. So they use hotels.
So .com. Instead of getting a hotel room for the night.
Exactly.
You get it for the day.
You get it for the day. And the hotels love it because they're making double revenue, because usually those rooms go empty during the day. There's usually nobody in them unless you're staying multiple nights. So this is a way that they can make the extra money. And it's been a huge hit in Europe. People use them all the time. But think about it. How many times you've gone into, let's say, a strange city and you're saying, wow, you know, I wish I had a place where I could just like park myself. Or I wish I could just get a hotel room for a couple of hours, maybe to take a shower or just to connect before a meeting or whatever that you want.
There's
to
nothing
for.
More annoying than going into, and I had this happen to me recently when I arrived somewhere, and it was middle of the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some things to do.
And you can't get into your room.
You can't get into your hotel room, right?
Yeah, right.
Sorry, so sir, it's not ready yet.
Yeah, well, so put me in a room that is ready. Well, we have,
This is annoying.
This is supposed to be a service organization, so serve me. I'm paying for a room.
Well, let's say, what is check-in usually, like 3 or 4 o'clock?
It's 3 o'clock. Yeah, 3, 4 o'clock, right. And check-out is 11, 12 o'clock. in most places. So you stretch it.
Or you got to watch out, like I did in Vegas. I stayed at the Luxor for the CES show. And I get there, and it's noon, I think. And the guy's like, well, good news and bad news. The bad news is your room isn't ready. But the good news is I'm going to upgrade you into a suite in the old building where you have a jacuzzi and a sitting library and this and that and this and that. I'm like, ah, okay, that sounds nice. Cool, I'll take that. Yeah, dump.
Yep.
What was it a dump?
It was the old building at the Luxor. I mean, hey, you only sleep there, so it's, you know, it's no big. The bed was fine. The bathroom was fine.
It was big, right?
It was, not really.
All right, let's get, you know. What, you still, you know, I mean, who cares? Just don't go to the old Luxor, is that what you're saying?
Stay in the new building.
Okay.
Or go to dayusehotel.com.
Good God, why do I bother? For 40 seconds, I've been trying to do a commercial.
Well, you only got 20 seconds left. You better hurry.
I'm not going to bother with it now. Every time I open my mouth, that's one of the wonders. That's one of the great things. That's why you know this program is so spontaneous.
I have a camera, and I can see Doug's mouth, and every time he's about to open it, I start talking.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. Actually, that is one of the things we're going to, in our next world order, we're going to have cameras on everybody, or at least
new angled cameras.
Yeah, exactly. 28 past the hour now, and good day.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on.
Here we are back again for stories and recipes. Chef Louis DeAngelis is a great storyteller. As you know, if you've listened to him, you can hear him in any of our weekly podcasts. You want to have Friday, hour four, for Chef Louis' recipes. Or if you don't like his personality, you can get the information at DougStefan.com, right inside the homepage. Chef Louis' recipes are there. Every week, we have some interesting things to talk about, like coffee and how important that may be as a drink to your health. Plus, we have these really great, wonderful fish ideas, including a Creole that you are going to absolutely love. Your mouth will start watering before we even get finished with all of this stuff. Meanwhile, I have some great news for all of you. If you're determined to look your best and start the year on the right foot, you need to go and take time to get yourself into that right place. Having stained yellow teeth could be embarrassing, especially during a job interview or at a business meeting. And like you, thousands and thousands have tried. Yeah, you do it. That's sort of a given, I think.
Yeah, guys, if you're trying to pick up chicks, you don't want stained yellow teeth.
No. And if you try whitening toothpaste, they don't make your stains go away. They don't do much of anything. The strips are messy, and these things you put in those trays, painful, very sensitive. So here's the recommendation. Get Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the first tooth whitening system that lifts the stains off your teeth 5 minutes, and you look amazingly better. So here's, and by the way, to compare and contrast, the old bleach way of doing it and the using the compounds of sand, no. Power Swabs works naturally. It's a coconut-based sort of almost like a serum. You put it on, you can feel how wonderfully well your teeth feel cleaner, and they'll look cleaner. 6 shades whiter in 7 days. So Power Swabs is what you want, and this is the way you can get them. Call 800-865-7602. Start showing off your teeth. Start smiling more. Start being happy with Power Swabs. That's the way you'll be. And let's see here. Risk-free offer, 800-865-7602. The reason I said let's see is because I wanted to reinforce. Right now, if you call them at 800-865-7602, mention Doug Steffen, you get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. Again, the number to dial to whiten up your teeth right now, 800-865-7602.
Mom, I had the best dream. Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Musicians, massive markdowns, special financing, the list. It's Guitar Center's President's Day weekend sale. Get to the store and grab the list. Page after page of guitars, amps, keyboards, drums, recording equipment, and more. Price dropped to save you big. Up to 85% off retail on closeouts, Stingham Dance floor models, new items. Plus special buys like AKG stereo headphones, $19. Ibanez electric guitars, $119. D'Addario light electric guitar strings, 3 sets for $6. Hurry, Guitar Center's President's Day weekend sale ends Monday. We help people make music.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Get ready for the 3-day weekend with 3 big reasons to join Sam's Club. First, become a member by February 18th and get a gift card worth up to $20. Second, at Sam's Club, find incredible members-only prices on the quality brand-name products your family trusts. Third, you're guaranteed to love Sam's Club or we'll refund your membership fee. So join, get your $20 gift card, and see why life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club, join and save. See club for details.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy and print.
Okay, so sometimes as adults, we need to kind of refocus and gather ourselves before we start out again. This may be the case when it's an important thing for all of us to realize how we need to feed our bodies. This is a constant theme on the Good Day program. And a lot of you are listening. A lot of you like what you hear. A lot of you are going to Chef Louis' recipe page. It's not a page, it's a box at DougStephan.com. And realizing this guy really has it together. Chef Louis is known around the southeastern part of our country as someone who saves restaurants. He goes in, looks at the way the restaurant's being run. He looks at the menu, and because he has such great experience himself, I was just getting a kick out of listening to, in essence, the conversation between Roberta and Louis about some of these great recipes. The two of them are great cooks, and it's very stimulating. People love to cook. They love to eat, and you want to eat good things. Now, the fish recipe, I'm not sure this is going to be any good for anybody who's on a diet, but it would probably be kind of yummy. But let's... in terms of how we come around to thinking about this, people think the manna from the heavens the recipes just fall out of the sky. Somebody's got to have played with this stuff and tweaked it, right? And Roberta was talking with you about how she takes shortcuts. I love that. I can just imagine. Because Roberta's a good cook. But she has a recipe and she takes shortcuts. So what good's a recipe? Why bother with a recipe if you're going to take shortcuts? Just throw a bunch of stuff together.
Ideas. The recipe gives you ideas, yeah. Right, Louie? It's kind of it's guidance. It's not.
It's a theme.
Yeah, it's a theme. It's guidance. It's not, you know, doctrine.
Yeah, and that recipe was probably based off of another one. It was probably themed from there. And if you look at a lot of recipes when you go online, a lot of them will say adapted from somewhere else. And it's because you want to put your own flavor tones in it, your own. It has to reflect your personality. Every dish should.
I remember as a kid in school on Fridays having the worst fish, these fish cakes that we used to have, because fish was required on Friday. Catholics had to eat fish on Friday. Who it was that dreamed that up, like some of the other crazy doctrines. You grew up a Catholic, I think, Louis, didn't you? So,
yes.
Yeah. All right. So you had to eat. Do you still eat fish on Friday?
Well, you know, it's funny because in our house we ate fish probably 3-4 times a week.
Yeah.
And the myth of it was, religious traditions become so dangerous sometimes. The myth was that you had to eat fish on Friday, and really it's not. That's not the doctrine was just to not eat meat on Friday. It's a day of abstinence. Fish was the next protein in line, I guess, because people back in the first century, meat was a luxury. There was very few people that had their own herds of anything. Where fish, was herded in every pond and every lake, and it was free. And so it became known as a poor man's food. And, and the Friday, the only thing that happened there was how all of these dates become part of our traditions. The original religions, there was two, paganism and Jewish, and the Jews took Tuesdays and Thursdays as their day of fasting.
Oh.
So Catholics, when Christianity came around, they says, okay, we'll take Wednesday and Friday. And dropped the Wednesday finally, and Friday was the day.
What do the Muslims get? Muslims get Saturday and Sunday?
I don't know what they do. I really don't.
I don't think they have. Is there any? That's sort of an interesting thing. The Jewish tradition is very food oriented. Catholic tradition is food prohibited.
After Ramadan, they have the big feast, but I'm not sure.
What are they eating?
Fasting.
Are they eating lamb? They don't eat pork. This is what always gets me about the Jews and the Muslims, because they're like brothers and they look the same. Their habits are the same. The Muslims don't want to eat pork either, do they? They don't touch.
They're all health laws. Most of these are all steeped in health traditions and health laws.
Right.
And there was a lot of food problems back in the early centuries because there wasn't any, processing plants. And, it was just you ate, you'd slaughter a lamb and it'd sit for days until you finally got around to eating it all.
Yeah.
And it became a problem.
Oh, my God. Well, it's gross. All right, so let's talk about this recipe itself. Let's get to what people can, in terms of today. All right, let's go get some good white fish. That's what I like. Can you, making a Creole, do you have to have a particular type of fish?
No, as long as it's going to hold together when you basically, this is braised almost. It's not even, it's in the oven as a baked fish, but it is braised because you got the sauce surrounding it so much. And so you pick a fish that's going to be a hard-packed fish, like redfish or grouper or flounder.
What's redfish? I don't know redfish. What's redfish?
Red drum. And it's a very large, hard-fleshed fish.
Is it white fish?
Yeah. And it's very popular.
Why do they call it red then?
Florida.
Why do they call it red?
It's red on this copper top. It's copper on the top of the fish and white on the bottom on its skin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's known as a red fish or a red drum, as opposed to a black drum, which is black on the top and white on the bottom.
Right.
But it's
okay.
A red fish. And it's a hard-packed fish. It's relatively inexpensive. And, what you were saying before, what Roberta and I go through all the time, here's my recipe for Creole. If you notice, it does not have cayenne pepper in it. And right away, when you think of New Orleans, you think of Creole, you think of hot dishes.
Yep.
Well, instead, I took the flavors of most Creole dishes and tried to mimic them into a dish that anybody can eat, because they're, you know, in the restaurant business, you're afraid to put too much spice on food for people. Even spicy dishes are not that spicy. They're kind of tame because you want to feed the masses. But if you use, like, pimento-stuffed olives, the shallots, the garlic, the Worcestershire sauce, it'll mimic a spicy flavor without burning. And that's what I tried to achieve with this dish.
Mm-hmm.
And Roberta would look at it and say, well, my tones say, I want red pepper, I want cayenne, or I want this in it. This is how a recipe gets evolved.
Recipes. What a word. An interesting word in and of itself, isn't it? Recipe.
This has to cook for an hour, Louis, at 350 degrees?
It says, I put down an hour or fork tender. When you're surrounding something in a liquid, it's going to cook a lot slower than if you just put a piece of fish on a, on a dish for 15 minutes and it's cooked.
Right.
This kind of steeps it, you know.
And yeah, I can see.
From 45 minutes on up, we'll do it.
I never use recipes. Once in a while, I'll cook fish, red fish or salmon or something like that, and I might take things that are in the seasoning up in the cabinet, and just dump on some. I see Worcestershire sauce, get that out of the refrigerator.
A recipe is a guide.
Yeah.
You take that information and you go, yeah, okay, I like this, I don't like that, or I want more of this, or I don't want as much of that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what, they didn't say this, I'm going to add this. And and you just use it as a guide.
So
the most important thing about a recipe is to tell you the oven temperature,
yeah,
how long that particular protein should cook,
yep,
and the basic flavor tone of the dish that they invented. Now, when you look at it and say, okay, I'm going to cook it the same amount of time because I want safety in my food, but I don't like garlic, I don't like mushrooms, I don't like this, but I do like this. Okay, now you just did your own flavor tone.
I want to think about it for a second because we're almost out of time. What it would be like if you cook fish in coffee. There's a recipe I came across for roasted pork cooked in coffee. What would fish taste like if it was cooked in coffee? There's something for you to think about.
That's great. You can use coffee grinds to pack a fish in, too, or any meat for that matter.
Yeah, just imagination. Yep, just a little imagination. All right, Louis, thank you. Creole sauced fish is this week's extra special recipe, which you can get in Chef Louis' box, the recipe box, right-hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com. As a matter of fact, it's almost opposite where Roberta's Queen of Cheap box is and where Phil Leppert's Supermarket Guru box is. If you found those, just look to the right. You'll see Louis. Click on that. All of the recipes are cumulative there. And they're really helpful if you're trying to be creative and come up with some great ideas. That's the place to look at DougStephan.com.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Musicians, massive markdown, special financing.
The List.
It's Guitar Center's President's Day weekend sale.
Get to the store and grab the list. Page after page of guitars, amps, keyboards, drums, recording equipment, and more. Price dropped to save you big. Up to 85% off retail on closeouts, Sting and Dance, floor models, new items. Plus special buys like AKG stereo headphones, $19. Ibanez electric guitars, $119. D'Addario light electric guitar strings, 3 sets for $6. Hurry, Guitar Center's President's Day weekend sale ends Monday. We help people make music.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply Happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply Happy.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use it directly.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Oh, I want to get away.
Want to get away?
If you'd like to get away, it's a tough weekend, a tough week to do it. Normally in the wintertime, we think things are going to be better, but during school vacation week, Tom Parson from bestfares.com here to talk about that. Plus the merger of U.S. Airways with American Airlines. American Airlines survives, even though the guy that was running U.S. Airways becomes the major domo at American. How does this affect people? They always say when they go to the Justice Department, Tom, that this is going to lower fares and it'll be better for competition. And, of course, if you look at the fares over the last year, they're up about 8% from where they were the year before. What a load of baloney that is. So what happens with the now new American, used to be the biggest airline in the world, and with the mergers they weren't, now they are again. So what does that mean to you and me who fly American a lot, or to the traveling public doesn't care what airline or airplane they get in?
Well, I think on the we have to look at also over the last year, airfares have gone up, but so is fuel.
Uh-huh.
I mean, fuel today is their biggest enemy, and I know mergers, everybody says fares will go up, but when I was poking around this morning, if you have listeners in the Pittsburgh area, when I see L.A. and San Francisco through May for $249 round trip, and that includes $41 in security taxes, that's pretty decent, okay? There'll be
what airline's doing that? Is that U.S. Air or Southwest?
It is. American.
Really? Out of Pittsburgh?
Out of Pittsburgh. I thought that was pretty funny.
Really?
But anyway, yeah. Again, now these two airlines will not, they'll still be flying their own cars for months, okay? It'll take them months and months and months. Probably, they probably won't even get the approval from the Department of Justice until September, October. And then from that point, they still can't even, then they can talk about the logistics, but then it'll still take them longer than that. But,
By that time, Southwest and AirTran, matter of fact, I saw that this week. AirTran and Southwest are starting to do code shares. And as long as you check your bag, you're flying one segment on Southwest, and you pick up an AirTran flight, everybody's bags go free.
Really?
Yeah, that's a new one. So by April, they'll have, I think, all the code share markets in place. So you'll actually then be able to fly almost 100 U.S. cities or 100 destinations on Southwest combo with AirTran. So that's
and then you can still ride in a better seat up front on AirTran, but they're going to, somebody told me they were going to change that so that the planes all, or they want to actually get rid of all those planes, I think, anyway, don't they?
They got rid of the 717. The other way they're trying to get rid of that was through Delta. That's actually the old MD-80, you know.
It's just a new revised. So Delta wants to take them and do what with them?
Excuse me?
What does Delta want to do with them?
Oh, it's a short-haul plane. They have a ton of them. There's a ton of them. So it doesn't interrupt their fleet. But in the case of American, I almost, we have to look at this. If American and U.S. Airways didn't do what they did, they would have probably been gobbled up over the next 5 years, beaten up, and United and Delta would start more moving in their market shares and just gobble them up, lower fares, do this, do that. And by combining American with U.S. Airways, now you've got three, yes, guerrilla airlines. They're all about the same size of two or three or
Delta,
four.
Delta, United, and American, yep.
Yeah, so it does keep some cities, like if you're in Portland, Maine today, or Bangor, Maine, or in Burlington, Vermont, you're going to now have equal competition between three guys instead of having an airline to go and do partial. And American, that gives you a little bit more, I think, equal standing ground. And then with Southwest and AirTran now doing this, you've got another group of airlines that will dictate airfares. And Southwest will be a dictator of airfares, but I think overall you're only looking at about 70%. You still got JetBlue, you got Virgin America, you got Alaska, you got, you go back to the early days when we first started, we had Republic, Ozark, TWA, Pan Am, all those guys, and they're going to Texas International, but I think overall, I don't know if this merger is going to be the one that raises airfares. I think it's more going to be what the cost of fuel is and also what we see from Southwest and AirTran.
We got about 40 seconds left. What is the cruise business going to look like with this fiasco this week?
The management at Carnival really messed up, but it seems like the crew on that ship, I mean, I have never heard more people praise a group of people. It's like the ops that you always talk to. It rolls down from the top.
Right.
It seems like Carnival needs to have a group of people rolls from these crew up to management, because it just seems they should have had I hate to play Monday morning quarterback, but they've had many chances to get this under control and have a far deal more and more times than what they do on this ship.
And they haven't. They just Carnival, that seems to me, from what I hear, is a good line to stay away from if you're a cruiser. Tom Parsons, check out all of his information about cruising, best fares, etc. at bestfares.com. You can check out
for health and vitality for you, your family, and friends. Get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.